Hi, it's Nancy Ureld, and welcome to Nancy's Psychic View on the High Road to Humanity. And I have a lovely lady here from Sedona, Zynga Carroll's here, and welcome to the
Thank
High
you.
Road.
Thank you very much.
I'm excited she's here. You guys, I'm going to read her bio and just kind of give you an idea of what this show is going to be about. So Zynga Carroll is the founder of LightNet. It's a collective intelligence think tank centered around consciousness. Now, Caro is a pioneer in mind over matter consciousness research. She's an expert in spoon bending and electromagnetic radio ham radio contact with ETs and past loved ones. Now, she is passionate about blending science and spirituality, which I agree with you. And she's been working in frontier technology for over 20 years. She's running software development companies, working in augmented reality. Carol loves strategic planning for our best future, and she's an inspirational speaker on the TEDx stage and beyond. So we're just really excited that you're here today. You know, speak before we get into it, I need to let everyone know I'm going to be in Florida next weekend. I will be at the New Life Expo. It's the 34th year, you guys. It's going to be at Deerfield Boca, and I'm excited to get out into the sunshine of Florida, to be honest with you. It'll be the 16th and the 17th. I realize it's St. Patty's Day, so I'll be speaking on St. Patty's Day about the angels and how to connect with your guardian angel. So that's coming up. The other thing I want to mention before we get into it with Zynga is that I have an angel communication class that's starting April the 13th. It's going to go the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th. So it's three Saturdays in a row. It's an hour and a half with me live, and you're going to learn how to connect with your guardian angel. So I'm so excited to teach this. Sign up on my website, go to nancyyearout.com. And you can go out and head and sign up. And you guys, I've got a limit on how many people I can take, but right now it's open. So it's brand new. So I hope you guys will join me. All right, Zynga, I want you to tell us your story. How did you get into consciousness research? I mean, you say that a lot has evolved over the past 4 years. So what's been going on?
Yeah, well, I came from tech, very left brained, you know, didn't know what a chakra was even. And I, you know, thank goodness there was some sort of intervention happening, because I don't think I would have woken up to who I was and how things work at all.
Okay.
So it was very lucky. And, you know, it made my head spin. I was like, wow. And, you know, it's interesting because I met a friend that I hadn't seen for 15 years that I had started a company with in LA. And he was like, oh, you need to go to this mystery school to get oriented because you've had an awakening and you need to get oriented. I was like, okay. And I, you know, at the time I didn't want to tell my husband. I was like, how am I going to go? This is crazy.
Oh my
and
God.
They, yeah. And they taught me, one of the things they taught me was angel communication.
Oh
and
my
they taught
God.
me who my guardian angel was. And it was a powerful thing. So
thank you for saying so. Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Because what we don't realize is there's help all over all the time, and we don't know how to reach out. We don't know how it works. We're not used to doing it, but you know, we've been studying a lot of the signs that they send. And like I said, you know, we've been using these ham radios to make contact with the other side. And there's different beings that can use these radios, angels, ETs, past loved ones. All we know is we can ask them about who they are, and we can't see them, but they're manipulating our radios in a way that is absolutely impossible according to the laws of physics. Because
I'm going to stop you just a second. I will say that I just wanted to, this is really interesting to me because I wrote a book on energy. I should probably say that. Wake up, the universe is speaking.
Cool.
And it's about energy, but I want to back up. Now, I have really high energy. And so when I was younger, I want to talk to you about this because you talk about this. I would stop watches. Like I couldn't wear a regular watch. I've never, like I have this Apple thing. I'm able to wear the Apple, but I'm not able to wear regular watches. Or I've been driving down the street and put a light out.
Yeah.
Not intentionally. So I want to say this because we have this power. I don't think I a girlfriend of mine's real intuitive. She was laying on the couch one night. She called me up and she said, I wanted to turn the TV off, but I couldn't get up. So I just visualized it and it turned itself off. So this is the kind of stuff you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're not even sure what it is. Like, is it your guardian angel that's turning off
The
the TV
television.
for you, or are you
Is it
doing
me?
it? Because it's like, and I met someone at Conscious Life Expo after the spoon bending. They were like, oh my gosh, I am researching the turning off the streetlight things because it's a thing. I've done it before too. Like, and it's been when I've been very high vibrational. Like, we just did a CE5, it's 50 people calling in shifts, and then, and then we drive home. The songs are synchronized on the radio, and the lights go off. So this is why we're encouraging everyone that's listening to this call and this podcast and this YouTube to, I mean, write in the comments, why is this happening? We don't really know. What's interesting is that I can tell you that with our radios, we developed a sign, a symbol. So, first of all, I was explaining that the radios are in 144 and there's 20 of them. They should all be making the same sounds. You pick it up, you say hello, it goes hello, 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 hello. But these angels, ETs, and guides, are you past loved ones are picking one radio, number four, and making beep, 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 and one beep is yes, two beeps is no, et cetera. So one time we're sitting on my porch and they start flickering the light on the patio. And I was like, oh my God, is that you, Danny? And they were like, yep. And I was like, and then we asked another question. I was like, beep, beep. I know that things that are not in this reality can see and hear us and feel us. They
Well,
have telepathy too, and they can manipulate lights
right.
and
They can,
TVs.
yes, electricity. Well, and I have this a lot. See, I know about this because I have it happen all the time. But I want to get back to, there's two things I want to say. One, I have my elliptical turn on all the time, but that's just because they want me to get on it. And I have my printer turns on a lot too, but I think and it's usually to nudge me to do something. But what I want to say is, think of the reason that I'm teaching people to connect with their guardian angel, and it's exactly what you said, is because all we have to do is ask them and they'll tell us.
Yes.
And the things that you're talking about with electricity, I believe, and I just want to know your thoughts. It's our loved ones, trying to communicate like they do with birds, like they do with, a lot. Like if you hear a song on the radio, that's your loved one communicating with you because it's your song that you remember from those times. Is that kind of what you're?
Wait a minute. I'm so on board with everything you're saying, and I want to ask you. So wait a minute. What's the deal with birds? Because I've always told that to people
Oh, well,
intuitively.
because see, you're gonna have to come to my class. No, I'm
Really?
teasing you. No, what happens is, okay, let me give you an example. Like when my father was dying, I was in Texas and he was in New Mexico, but I didn't know he was in hospice. But this yellow bird kept tapping at my window, tap, 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 same bird, tap, 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 for like 2 weeks. And I'm like, this bird is not getting bugs. He is trying to give me a message. And that's when you start to realize that somebody's trying to give you a message. Crows, hawks, hummingbirds, butterflies. I get a lot of butterflies, and I know it's the loved ones coming in and saying, I'm here. Hello, how are you? Kind of thing. And that's what they use. The angels use birds as signs. They also use numbers. You know this.
Yeah.
444, 111, 222, 333. I'm at 555 right now. It started with ones and it's a progression. Now, this may interest you. This has been a progression. I can only speak for myself. I started with ones, then it was twos, then it was threes, then it was a lot of fours. I get a lot of fours, and now it's fives. And I'm like, oh, and but I have a cool angel, and so I'll look up the okay, what is that? What does that mean? But that's their way of communicating with us. Is that what you?
Oh my God, I have to interview you on my show.
Been doing this a while, Zenka.
This is amazing because when I first woke up, Babe in the Woods, didn't know anything going on. I would literally go to apartment buildings and there, and like the people's address would be 1111. Like, so that is correct. 1111 is what you see when you wake up. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt, that was my experience. And I thought, this is how it works.
Nuts, isn't it? It's crazy.
And then 444 is my symbol to work with someone. They're like, oh, you need to be friends with them. You need to collaborate with them. And people would give me their emails and they're like, my email is da 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 444. You know, or and then one person, they're like, oh yeah, you know, I woke up last night from a dream and it was 444. It's like definitely the universe saying that. And so in 555 to me, so I encourage everyone listening to, you know, you look up the meanings for sure. And then you also assign different.
Right. I do that.
Birds, yeah. For your personal
yes.
thing.
Yes.
But I was just going to say, and back to the birds. So there is a woman in our community, in the spiritual community called Celestine Starr.
She I know was, Celestine.
Okay. She was incredible, right?
We roomed together for, I have to say this, Celestine and I roomed together for 10 days before she passed. Wow. In Sedona. Yeah. And so she's one of my spirit guides.
Wow. Wow.
I'm and just she getting- charged, she charged 222 for, I don't know, 10 days maybe. And she's one of the coolest people I ever met. And she passed like 2 months after I met her. And once we started talking about her, well, you brought her up, which is so bizarre, Zenka. So tell me your experience, which I think she was trying to contact us.
Yeah, well, I was telling you that I had this sixth sense that that birds were somehow periscopes in this world where, you know, past loved ones can just do a peek in. It's not like they've right. reincarnated as a bird. No, they're just peeking in for a moment and it's allowed. It's like a periscope. And it's interesting that you said butterflies, because when I worked with the medium, she was like, oh, this dead guy is coming as this butterfly. Mm-hmm. But going back to Celestine Starr, so Celestine is very amazing. And she was the height of feminine intelligence, because she wanted everyone to cooperate. It wasn't like, oh, look at me, I'm calling in chips, I'm super cool. It's like, no, let's have a round table and figure out, you know, what are we sensing together? You know, it was, she's very cool. And so when she died, I was at a friend's house and she tapped on the window for almost 2 hours, and I have it recorded in my camera. And I'm like, this bird is trying to get our attention, because I mean, only a bird that would have been completely insane would have done that, because yeah. they was sitting at the window, tap, tap, tapping, tap, tap, tapping, tap, tap. And I was like, we were actually concerned. They were like, you're going to have to close the, you know, blinds, because, you know, people, you know, it went on and on. And so it's really beautiful to know that this is possible, right?
Well,
so-
yeah. It's the same thing when my dad passed. It's exactly what happened. And it went for 2 weeks. It was like crazy. But yeah, and I think, and whatever just happened with you and I here on, you know, whether your equipment went haywire, I believe that was her letting us know that she's watching. She's watching our show. She's
watching everyone send her Celestine love, because she was like such a pioneer. And she was
fun. We just had a blast, and God love her. And she bought me this heart rock when we were there. And I have it on my little, you know, deal that I don't know what you call it, but I keep it there. And she meant a lot to me. And she is one of my spirit guides. And so it's nice to hear. It's almost like you're here giving me a message today. Do you know what I'm saying? It's really crazy, because this happened two years ago, like right now. Like, this was the time, springtime. Anyway, messages, they bring us messages. I want to know, let's back up a little bit. You have contacted some ETs. Have you had, what's been your experiences with the extraterrestrials? What's been your, have you had visitations? What has been your...
I was really new to all this, and I remember shaking my head, going like, "No, not ETs. Like, you gotta be like, no. Like, this is." I was like, "No." I was like, "What? No. Like, I am falling down the rabbit hole backwards. This is crazy." And it's so funny. And now I'm wondering if we're all ETs having a human experience.
Well,
You know,
yeah,
I'm like, well,
we
yeah, maybe
are.
we're all like, maybe we've all had these other,
Yes.
these other plants, and we're just like, this is our, meat suit right now,
That's
you know.
right. Yes, that's right. That's absolutely right. We're here to learn. We're just here to learn. Yes. There's a lot of us that are not, there's a lot of elementals. There's a lot of angels that are in human form right now to help humanity, to help raise the vibration. Yeah, I think that. I do. I think more and more people see the ships. I know you have them over Sedona. I don't know how you even stay there. It was hard for me to be there because the energy is so strong. It's difficult for you. Do you have a hard time with it?
No, I'm actually really excited because I was like, I spent my whole life lollygagging around doing whatever, and then I finally got on mission like 5 years ago. So I'm like, give me rocket fuel now. Like,
Oh
I'm
my God.
know what I want, like, I'm building this collective intelligence software, how people do and I mean, it's like, so I want all the rocket fuel, and I don't know, I think I'm just naturally empathetic, and so I think that this whole maturity that we're being asked to step into is sort of this compassion and cooperation situation, and I've always been like that, so it wasn't hard for me to empathize with people. And so I think Sedona will amplify everything. So you can heal it, right? And that's what big healings happen. You get sick or you wreck your car or whatever. It's not a bad thing. It's like the warning sign saying, like, take care of this now. You can't, run away from it anymore. This is a loving nudge, a warning symbol to say, hey, there's an emotional imbalance or there's a trauma that we want you to help clear for people. You know what I mean? So, Sedona will, it will, if you're down, it'll show you a little bit more. If you're up, it'll take you, it'll amplify that. But it's, and I'm a city person, so being in a small town has actually been fun because there's a ton of evolutionary leaders here. So
Yeah.
I love it because people are mature, they're open-minded, they're loving, they're caring, so it's been great. And I want to use the energy to connect with the other side. I mean, to me, that's like really exciting opportunity for us. And the fact that we're measuring it on physical devices, you cannot deny that they're, so it's sort of like, okay, now the elephant's out of the room. We can talk to our dad 2 weeks after he's dead. Like, what is that's crazy, right?
Yeah, but
It's
we've always been able to. Here's the thing. People have to pay attention to the signs.
not like,
They've always tried to connect with us. It's that humanity is waking up, and now we're seeing the signs. We're seeing the numbers. We're seeing the birds. We're seeing that they're trying to connect with us, that they're trying to, make contact with us. And I think, yeah, and connecting with the divine energy, divine source, I think truly is the answer for everybody. This is what I feel. I just feel like we're all energetic souls. We have lost our connection with God. We've lost our connection with spirit. You can call it whatever you want to call it. There's that love energy that's right here. And if we connect every day, it balances us. It brings us joy. Aren't you more joyful now since you've connected with God? And the divine, I mean, I don't, and your guardian angels, I mean, aren't you a different person? Because that's my big thing. I just want everyone, if I could just teach everyone to connect, imagine what the vibration would be here on the planet. You know what I mean?
And I had an epiphany while I was talking to you earlier. where I was marveling at the fact that on the radios and the spirits and everything, they can know what I'm thinking because they'll answer questions directly about how to meditate better or whatever I'm thinking, they know.
Right.
So if they can do that, the reverse can also be true. So when
Well,
you
yeah,
say,
I,
you face, I need to know, I'm silencing my world, I'm sitting here, what is my next step?
yeah.
They will send you the answer. You got to be open to it, but they will send you the answer. And just to let I went back to that mystery school. So I grew up, my parents were. My grandmother was completely re religious, like very, 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 very religious. My parents were not. And they were like, they didn't want to put designs on me about it, so they let me go to church with my grandma, da, 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 da. Anyway, my whole philosophy was like, when we're buried, the worms eats us. What's the
Oh my
that's at that end of everything? Like, why do we need more? This was amazing, But anyway, when I went to the mystery school the second time, when I went back for the advanced training, we had to write a letter to God. And I couldn't even write the word God. Like I was like, no, I want to call him Elohim, like da 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 da. Like, I can't connect. What if it's female? It's gotta be, I was just like, like total, And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to give this a chance. Why not? Like, I'm going to call it God. I'm not going to call it source. I'm not going to call it whatever. I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to use that because we compound these words that we've used for thousands of years, all these people. You can call it Allah. You can call it God. You can call it whatever you want. It doesn't really matter. But it was like a step toward me saying, look, the universe is made of this beautiful, amazing, mathematical, loving guidance,
Vibration.
vibration. And it's absolutely incredible. And so I just started saying, God, and it worked. It was really cool. It was just like a way
That's
for me
awesome.
to surrender a little bit, to the, like, we got to get out of our own way. We did an interview with Eric Pearl. And he was this like miracle healer. He's like, don't even call me healer. I don't, you know what I mean? He's like 40 languages for his book, taught 100,000 people how to heal. And what he does is nothing. He just goes, I'm going to receive the healing. He just
He's a
receives the healing.
conduit, right? He's a conduit.
Right. So if we let something bigger move through us, then it's so much more exciting.
Right.
Because you're like, you just cured blindness on this person. That's really cool that you were able, that he's able to do that. But he, you
Love it.
know, we got
So
to
we're
get
all, here's the
it
thing. Here's the thing, Zenka. We're all able to do it. We
in
all,
your state.
we're all, if we tap in, once we plug in, I'm able to heal, which I do. You're able to heal. We all can run the energy through our bodies and heal. It's connecting. It's really about connecting. And I want to go back to what you said about writing a letter. I started journaling to God and Gaia about, oh, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And I do it every day.
Cool.
And that is how I get, because you know how you wake up in the morning and you got all this stuff in your head and you just, I get it out on paper and I tell the audience to do this. I tell the audience to journal and write to God, write to Gaia, and just say, this is what I have going on, and ask for guidance and ask for, love and protection, and ask for, what should I do? Because I ask, what should I do about this? We're all down here trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I love that you talk about writing that letter. And when you wrote the letter, I did you how did you get a response from that letter?
Yeah, and I was like,
Yeah.
look, I was like, I'm gonna, let's have a love affair. Let's do this. I'm in.
Yeah.
Let's date.
See?
Like,
All right.
let's go. And that's the thing. It's, we're not these individual souls either. So when we tap into something that's bigger than ourselves, like your programs of teaching and your podcast and your YouTube, that's beyond yourself. It's like it's reaching out to something. You're creating an actual community. Like, how cool is that? You know, when things become bigger than yourself, when yeah, it's just amazing, because we're one organism that's working together. And so we strengthen each other and support each other like Celestine did, and we nurture each other and we help people learn. I mean, knowledge is the oil of the next age. And so by sharing our knowledge, especially about this esoteric stuff, especially about mystical stuff, especially about miracles, especially about talking to our parents two weeks after they pass, all that stuff is ready for us to know. And the best way to know it is to live it, to try it, to do it.
Yeah.
And we ask for signs all the time. We've gotten into this thing we call lucid living, where a lucid dream is like, oh, maybe I could do what my heart is longing to do, you know, but we get all, you know, in our head about everything, and we don't end up living out our passionate life, our passion. And we're studying passion right now. We're studying how people find their purpose by interviewing 100 people. And everyone's just like, be yourself.
It's in your heart. I'll tell you how to find your passion. It's, you know what I learned? This is really interesting. You can add this to your little experiment. I realized that whatever you did as a little kid is what you will do, is what your real passion is. I have realized that even for myself, I've realized that. And for other people, whatever you did, whatever you pretended when you were little is what you grow up to. And if you don't do it, it's what you've always wanted to do. It's what's in your heart. Have you found that?
Yeah. So I'm glad you're mentioning this, because I wanted to go back to ask you about this. So my obsession as a child was time. Oh. And I think that I built LightNet for us to come together to understand time. I mean, they say in the spiritual realms, like, time doesn't exist. It doesn't it's all happening at once. And I'm just sitting there going, you know, past lives are concurrent, you know, and then you're like, oh, we can time travel. I'm just like, wow. You know, so Einstein left us off in a place that's so incomplete, it's not even funny. And my dream for the world is that we come together in groups and put the pieces together. Like, this is my experience with time. This is my experience with time, you know, everyone kind of putting together, and that we innovate on that. So I know that watches don't have a lot to do with time, because they're just watches, I wanted to ask you about your stopping your time. 'Cause my son has stopped time in our spoon bending, and I haven't done it yet, and I've been wanting to do it, and Uri Geller used to do it, and I know people who can stop their cell phone timers too, but what do you think you did?
Well, this is two things we're talking about. One is, I think my energy, my vibration is so high that's why it stops. Okay, I have a really high vibration, and I think that's what it is, and I didn't realize it because I didn't know enough. Like you, I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew it was happening, but I didn't know why. I just thought it was bizarre, and I recognized it. Now, I work with my angel. She stands right here. And like today, I'm going to give you an example. I was getting ready, but I needed more time. And so I said, Haley, I need some more time. And so I asked the angels for more time to get ready, and they give it to me. So this is the answer to your question. You ask them for more time. I have done this for years. I'm always kind of late, so I don't want to be late. So I'll get in the car and I'll say, look, I know I can't get there on time, but you got to get me there on time. And I do every single time. So all you have to do is ask. To manipulate time. I need more time. Get me there on time. Can you give me more time? So you just ask the question, and somehow, and I swear to you on the Holy Bible, they give you the time.
Yeah. I've asked to slow down time before, and it worked. And I was kind of confounded, but you're reinforcing. See, that's why we need these podcasts. That's why we need these shows, is that you guys, you know, now you make me feel like, okay, I'm going to go try that again.
Yes.
That's beautiful, because I have Hashimoto's, like, it's just a thyroid problem, but
So do I.
yeah. So in biodecodification, I don't
Hey,
know.
stop, stop, stop. Why do we all have Hashimoto's?
Because we have a bad relationship with time.
No. Don't think so. You think that?
Well, so there's a study called biocodification. I don't know if I'm saying it right in English because I know it's
Okay.
biocodification. And so it was a German scientist who
Okay.
started tracking why people get certain diseases. So,
Okay.
like, lung cancer is this, like arthritis means this.
Yeah,
So it's
like Louise
all,
Hay did. Yes,
well,
like
he did
that.
it too, but I think, yeah, it's my understanding that some thyroid issues, and it might be multiple issues, but are this fighting of time. So I don't have enough time, this, that, what, I'm late, all that stuff.
Oh God. Okay. You taught me something I didn't know. Now I know why I
So
have Hashimoto's.
I'm gonna get a session with this woman. She lives in Spain, that helped my friend, because my friend was like, I'm not taking medicine for the rest of my life. He's like, no, because they were like, you have thyroid thing, you need this medicine for the rest of the life. And so he started meditating, and then he got retested and he didn't need any medicine. So I think,
You think we can cure ourselves? I think we can cure ourselves too, but I'm not sure how to do it. And I drank the radioactive iodine back in the day because that's what they did when you had a goiter. They had you drink radioactive iodine, and I had to do that. Yeah. So I don't have
well,
to.
anything's healable. So I've been trying to heal my vision. Like, I'm throwing away these glasses, but some part of my consciousness is not able to do that. So, I mean, we're hard on ourselves because we're in the consciousness movement. Like, why can't we just
Well, we
snap
should be
our fingers?
able to. No, I agree with you because I feel the same way. I think, and I'll give you my opinion on this, we don't want to see it. That's why, because we're empathetic. And when you're an empath, you don't want to see it. So it's really difficult for us to see. And that's why, because I wear contacts too. Now I'm answering all your questions for
Yeah,
you.
well, so this would be
It's
an interesting experiment
true.
with our angel teams, is to say, like,
Hey.
and one of the professors who I absolutely love, Judy Potter, who's now passed, who I think she's sending me pennies and apports. I absolutely love her. And she would say, she would meditate in the morning and she would ask her team what to that she's supposed to be focused on. And she said at one time she had it, they told her the same thing for a month. The same thing. She went into meditation, they gave her the same thing. So sometimes, we don't even listen to those angel guides. You know what I mean? Because we don't want to meditate for 10 minutes or an hour or this or whatever the recommendation is. So it's interesting. It's interesting.
Well, and I'm going to say that you don't have to meditate for a long time. I just ask her and she tells me, and that comes right away. So.
And that's why I was going to say, like, it's also not about punishing yourself. It's about, you can go back to them and be like, I really would rather take a walk than meditate, because that's a walking meditation, whatever it is. But I'm just saying, like, it's
Yeah.
interesting that all of the, and it's, you think about physicists and famous musicians. Grant Cameron researches this. They write those famous songs in one take. These physicists tap into the knowing of everything and write those math equations. They didn't study in a book.
Right,
So
exactly. They
all
downloaded it.
knowledge,
Yes.
especially about yourself and everything else, is right there for the asking. We just don't know how to ask. So I'm glad you're teaching people how to do that. It's so good.
Thank you. You're fun. All right, listen, we got to get out of here for today. I want to know what you're doing. Tell the audience how they find you. What you're doing, do they want to get with you? You got classes coming up. Talk about yourself. Promote
Yeah,
yourself, lady.
so we LightNet is, like we said, it's a come and research with us and let's share the data with the world. And we study how people do impossible things, whether it's spoon bending, getting off of any addictive anything, finding purpose, etc. We interview 100 people, look for the pattern. We built a search engine that actually you know, if you learn to talk, like one, you know, lab could be on connecting with the other side. And in fact, we did that lab, you know, so how do you connect with the other side? Is it through, you know, what do you need to do? You need to remote view, you need to pray, you need to this, you know? And so a pattern starts to emerge and we feel like nothing is impossible. So we feel it's very important to study people who do the 4 minute mile and then share that information out. And we'll be launching that portion of our platform in the next month or two. We also have the Starseed Academy, which is for people like you and me who want to study remote viewing and contact with guides and other things. And there we have classes. And we take 50 people a year in research teams of eight, because with eight people, you can do anything. You can heal people with eight people. You can do. So we really get into these research teams and we study light language, or we study calling ships, or we study channeling, or we study. So it's really amazing. They're really small class sizes. And then because the class sizes are so tiny, we do a membership that's like 144 a year, 72 events, workshops, boom bending every month. So if you're curious about, you know, having these experiences together with other people, stopping clocks, sprouting seeds in your hand, then this is a good place to do it, because we have a lot of fun. We have, you know, meetups and stuff, and it's just a community of loving, accepting people that are extremely curious about the future. So awesome. You can go to starseedacademy.org/join and yeah, be part of the Starseed.
Okay. And you have lightnet.org as well. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, listen, you guys, we're going to get out of here today. This has been a fun show. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show and a pleasure to meet you, Zenka.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Nancy. I really feel a kinship to you, and I'm going to reach back out to have you on our Unlimited show, because
there's
too much interesting overlaps with the birds and the numbers and the time and all that you're doing. Thank you for sharing your gifts and your knowledge with the world.
You're welcome. All right, you guys, we'll get out of here for today. I hope everybody has a fabulous weekend, and God bless.